We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Ah, yes.
I have stood up. I'm standing, Pony. At attention here, ready to go.
Make way for the king of Steelers media. He's in the Hall of Fame for all his impressive years of covering the Steelers. I was watching an NFL Network production on the Steelers, and they had his face there. He was the voice.
I'm holding a curtain rod right now as a decorative scimitar.
Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider here at 93.7 The Fan. We don't settle for anything but the best, and Ed is the best. And I am just honored and humbled to have been mentioned in Ed's mailbag article today, although I regretfully will say, Ed, that my name was spelled incorrectly. But I will not hold that against the king of Steelers media.
Then I spelled it right off your Twitter account.
So somebody then
really?
Must have went and changed it.
Either it was edited, changed, or my thumb slipped.
Now, should we send our complaints to Michael Sansarino over there at The Athletic, or who?
No, it's under my name. I was just honored
to have been included, by any means.
Yeah, but getting somebody's name wrong is terrible. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. No, it's not, Ed. And everybody knew who you were talking about there. They knew you were referring to me. That's fine. It's close enough. It's one letter off.
I was just looking at some comments. Some guy at the end of that mailbag, some guy's ripping me for something. I don't know, and he kept calling me Ted.
Hey, Ed, I want to play for you because I want to get into some of the run game stuff with you. But at first, this is something that we talked to Jimbo Covert today because, you know, he was on a 10-0 team, and no one in
– I covered him.
He was outstanding, right? He's one of the all-time best offensive linemen.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
In the Hall of Fame. Yep.
Well – He brought this up. This was not leading the witness. This wasn't me trying to get him to answer a question a certain way. This is what he said about his 85 Bears team today.
We were on a roll, and we just didn't feel like we could get beat. And then we went down to Miami, and it just wasn't our night. But I always tell people that's the best thing that ever happened to us.
Wow. The best thing that ever happened to us. Do you buy that idea that it would be a good thing for the Steelers to lose a game so they wouldn't take the weight of the world on their shoulders into the playoffs at 16-0, Ed?
I don't know that it affects you once you go into the playoffs. I really don't. I don't see how you start the slate clean, right? I did talk to Chad Brown. I don't know if you saw that. Chad was a Steeler draft pick. I loved the guy. And then he became a free agent. He left. But he played a couple seasons with New England, and one of them was their unbeaten 16-0 in 07.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me the pressure did build week by week by week. It's like the elephant in the room. And he the other team just would love, like Jacksonville, 1-8. What are they looking forward to? Being the only team that beats the Steelers this year. And he said Bill Belichick, late in the season, 14th week, 15th game, whatever it was, the night before the game, instead of having a meeting, team meeting, he brought in a Boston comedian, and the comedian just ripped on Belichick and ripped on Tom Brady, and he said he laughed for 45 minutes. He said it was the best thing that ever happened. Of course, they did lose.
I was going to say, didn't win him a Super Bowl, but.
Oh, man. That's a good one.
But I think it does build, but I don't think it should have any effect if you're unbeaten going into the playoffs. Then you're just you know, you're in the playoffs.
Ed, do you think, like, so one of the things, I think we asked Arthur Motes this earlier in the week, and he kind of waved it off and said no competitive, you know, these guys are all competitive. Nobody wants to lose a game or thinks you need to lose a game. Do you think that, like, what Mike Tomlin has been saying, where, you know, we've got things to work on, but we love doing it with a zero in the loss column, do you think that it is easy for these guys to, you know, still have teachable parts of their game when they don't have a loss? Or do you think seeing, like, a one in that loss column would almost be, like, the best attention grabber for them?
Well, I will tell you that another thing, Chad, and I bring up Chad because he's such a good analyst, and he's on radio and TV and doing NFL and college games.
Yeah.
He said you look at film a whole lot closer when you lose than when you win.
I buy that.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, it's like getting a hit in the head, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, what did I do wrong there? You know, I gotta pay closer attention. We've all been there in different aspects, if not football.
We're talking Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider.
I misspell Andrew Fittipaldi.
Oh, no. Oh, that's even worse,
no.
Ed.
Andrew Filipponi's name. I'm going to check it a lot closer next time.
Thank you. Well, I'd be honored again if I got included in another mailbag
well,
down the road.
If you tweet something out good, I will put it there because I'm always looking for good tweetables.
Thank you, Ed.
Well, I know I won't be on that list then.
Well, I can't, you know, it just doesn't work when I put in I'm going to go do good TV tonight. You know, that doesn't work.
Wow.
Dang, I like it. Hey, Ed,
ouch.
You've seen great Steelers running backs. You saw Franco, you saw Bettis, you've seen teams like Bill Cowher teams that just would just get teams to basically tap out late in games because they were overwhelmed by the Steelers run. Your eyes, what is it telling you? What are they telling you right now about the Steelers' inabilities in the run game, Ed?
Well, they're trying to run sideways too much, I think. And they're getting into a little – it worked early, the jet sweeps and everything. I think teams are catching on a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a big fan of Jonathan Vilma.
No, no one is.
He did say at one point during the game, hey – they're going to have to give that ball to the running back on some of those jet sweeps instead of giving it to the receiver because they're figuring it out. And then that's what it looks like, you know. I am in the column that I think they need a running game. I'm not one of those guys that thinks.
How much of one, though? How much of a run game?
Randy Feitner said it today. You need it when you need it, you know. Last week, second and two games ago, second and two, I think it was Anthony McFarland, no gain, one yard. Third and one, Anthony McFarland again, no gain. Fourth and one, Benny Snell, no gain. That's when you need it, you know. I will tell you, Chuck Knoll's 1991 Steeler team that, it was his last one that didn't make the playoffs for good reasons. 92, Bill Cowher comes in and they go, I think it was 11-5 they went. And then they got the top seed. Barry Foster was the big difference in both those.
Yeah.
1,690 yards, you know, kept the defense off the field, chewed up the clock. And if you look at Bill Cowher's record with a lead of more than 10 points, he's only lost one game. It's like 106-1-1 with the lead at any point in the game of more than 10 points. And the reason is because when he got up by more than 10, he'd grind it down. He'd run the clock. There would be no interceptions, and they would win the game. And I think maybe you don't do that with Ben Roethlisberger necessarily a quarterback today, but I think you still need a running game.
Ed,
look at what Jacksonville's doing. You know, they have nothing at quarterback, but this James Robinson has almost beat the Packers last.
They're also 1-8, though. But
I was going to say they're 1-8, though.
I do get
so.
Your point. I get what you're saying.
I know, but they've been in their last two games, and he's had really three good games. And I think without him, you know, you got a rookie quarterback back there doing nothing.
Ed, when people talk about the running game, or I guess the basket that I put myself into is, I would just want to see them be able to do it situationally, which feels like trying to have your cake and eat it too. I love that they're passing the ball the way they are. Just run it when you need to. Do you think a team can do that, can say, we know we don't have to run it all the time, we know we have to run it in certain situations, we don't have to try to establish it early in the game? You know, when we get to a four-minute drill against a good team, we just got to go out there and execute it. Like, do you think a team can actually do that, or do they have to commit to it more fully and in other times in the game if they're going to actually be successful when they really want to be late in games?
No, you can have a mix. I mean, you can have a good mix, and you don't want to lean on James Conner, Benny Snell, Anthony McFarland more than you have to because you have Ben Roethlisberger there. Now, he is your strength. I'm all for him throwing the ball. In fact, those third and two plays, that little quick slant off the end. They did a lot of that early in the year. It looked unstoppable. Now they're mm-hmm. I don't know. He's gotten a couple batted down when he's tried to do that. It'd be nice if they could go back to that even. But you have to have a run. You have to have some semblance of a run game. I think. I don't think you can just keep passing and passing and passing and passing like that. I don't know.
Who do you think?
Hey, maybe they'll prove me wrong.
Ed, who do you think it comes from? Because we got another gruff Tomlin, Kurt, you know, Cowers our bell cow guy on Tuesday. He went back to that well, and I know you don't want to rip one of your players or talk somebody down or, you know, kill their confidence in a press conference. So that's why the coach might say it. But I mean, what do you think? Is there a guy that deserves maybe a longer look? Should McFarland get more snaps, or do you think it should still be Connor when it's all said and done?
Well, I think Connor's the main guy. I do, and I brought this up in my mailbag today too. He is the best at picking up the blitzes, and that's important for them, for Ben, you know, mm-hmm. to keep him healthy. I don't know that McFarland is anywhere near being able to do that. Snell, I don't know. I've seen enough from him to see if he can do it. But I was watching Connor do it the other day, and he just picked up a couple nice blitzes, and you know that's important. I would think I'd give Snell a little more. I'm not so sure about McFarland.
Okay.
Ed,
but
how
I'm
much
not
though
does... him down? I don't know. I just don't know. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen enough of him.
Ed, one of my questions about that though, in terms of the importance of like of picking up the blitz, and I know Connor's you know clearly the best at it. It seems like they're getting the ball out. In fact, it doesn't seem this way. I think Roethlisberger still, by a considerable amount, is getting the ball out quicker than any other quarterback in the league. It seems like he's almost functioning with that quick throw passing game as his own form of pass protection. The blitz isn't going to get there when the ball's out in under 2.5 seconds almost every time.
No, that is important too, Chris. That's a good point. I laugh when people say how well, and this is just not this line, but any line, how well the line is protecting the quarterback. And I think even the Steelers put that in their release last week. You know, the line protecting the quarterback. Well, it's the quarterback also protecting the quarterback. It's the
Correct.
Tight ends protecting the quarterback. It's the hot route protecting the quarterback. And it's the blitz pickup guy and Connor protecting the quarterback. It's not just the line, you know. But they do get the credit when the guy doesn't get sacked much. But, no, that's a good point. He is still getting rid of the ball pretty quick. He's getting a lot batted down at the line of scrimmage, too. I can't quite figure that out.
Does Ed Bouchette prefer scrambled eggs or over-easy eggs for breakfast?
Oh, I don't eat much other than yogurt for breakfast anymore. But
why? Ed, come on. I mean, a balanced breakfast is key.
You got to get this body back in shape, you know. But
And it starts with yogurt, huh? Wow.
Plain Greek yogurt with a little
tons of protein,
little protein powder in there, some fruit if I have some nuts maybe if I have some of those, and if I don't, I just cut up an apple and dunk it in there. Anyway, but the eggs are over easy, definitely over easy.
Okay.
With you know,
so wait, fruit, apple, protein powder. What else in that plain Greek yogurt do you have?
Well, no, this is not all at the same time.
Okay,
blueberries are good. Strawberries, you know, when you can get them, when they're good. Some slivered almonds on occasion. Some raisins on occasion. And again, I switch it up. I don't put them all in.
Gotcha.
I only, like, I'll have, there's always protein in there. Always some protein.
And you're trying to get your body back to what? I mean, you're not going to run marathons.
You're going to be doing tough man competitions with all this protein. You're going to do the Atlas Stones?
You're not Dr. Maroon, for crying out loud. You had back surgery.
I know. That's why I have to do it. November, I had back surgery. I start to get back into the gym that I was regularly going to. And then the virus hits, which I used another word for the last time I mentioned this. Mm-hmm. And and you guys cut me off. And
yes, we did.
So I walk. I can't lift. I have some bands here I do stuff with. I put 10 pounds on since my surgery. And I don't like that. I'm not a spring chicken anymore, fellas. I got to get down.
All right, Ed. We'll leave it there. Thank you so much. You're the best. Let's send you on your merry way here. There it is.
Hey. Are we doing next week?
Yes,
Ed.
Yeah, we'll find a time to release you in.
I'll be talking to you at 5 o'clock on Thanksgiving, Ed. It'll be me and Doran on Black and Gold Game Day.
Okay, great. Thanksgiving Day.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye, guys.
See
ya.
Craig, I'm really disappointed in you. I know you were getting ready to play the Regal music there, but you're like a batter. I gave you the hit and run sign, and you gave me absolutely nothing there on the yogurt. Nothing.
Oh, yeah, I know what he's referring to.
Well, I thought you knew right away,
Pony. Doran's going to be on now tomorrow. We don't need our next week and tomorrow.
That's true.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!